Hey, this is Matty V coming again with another episode of the Fattening America Weekly Podcast, where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things that I've come across on my journey to lose weight. This week, I promise to expand on the thought that I had last week. I couldn't go into too much detail because I ran out of time, but what I was thinking about, okay, I mentioned last week that I did some deleting of friends on Facebook, okay? And with that, I deleted... I just went through and decided it was time to go through and just start taking out people that I may have had an acquaintance with at one point in my life, whether it be somebody I went to high school with or somebody I worked with at a previous job or somebody that I knew from a previous church or whatever. And their relationship with me just had no mutual benefit, I guess. It was one-sided always. They never sent me a note. They never wished me a happy birthday on my birthday. They never commented or liked anything that I posted on Facebook. You know what I'm talking about. It's just back when MySpace was big, before Facebook took over, the big thing on MySpace was to collect friends. You know, so there were people boasting that they had 200,000 friends and all this other kind of stuff. But really, those aren't really friends. They're just collectors like you, just trying to collect people. And like I mentioned last week as well, if you didn't listen to the podcast last week, go ahead and listen to it. Seth Godin says that we can only have meaningful relationships with 100 people at a time. Once you get past 100, the connection kind of gets spread thin and it turns into more of acquaintances. It's not really a meaningful connection with the two people. So that's what prompted me to go through and start deleting those that I felt I really didn't have a connection with, those that I felt really didn't offer anything to me. There was no, again, there was no mutual benefit. So in deleting people, one person that I deleted, I barely knew him in school. He was a soccer player. He was a part of the preps, kind of the prep sporto, kind of the vernacular from the Breakfast Club. He was kind of a prep sporto. He was into sports, but yet he was a part of the preps as well. So we didn't hang around in the same circles. We think we had a couple of classes together in either junior high or high school. I may have talked to him a total of maybe 15 minutes in knowing him, so it really wasn't a big loss. He ended up, apparently, according to what I could gather from... And honestly, I don't even remember how I became friends with him. I really don't. I don't remember any real interactions or anything like that. So I can't even recall how we ended up being friends together. It's neither here nor there. From what I could tell from his Facebook info, he ended up went to college, became a youth pastor at one of the local mega churches. He married somebody else that we went to school with. She was, I think, captain of the cheerleaders or something. I probably had more interactions with her than I did with him. She was nice, but I think she was just nice to not hurt people's feelings, you know, kind of. It's pleasantries. I'll talk to you if I absolutely have to. If I don't, then I don't want to have anything to do with you, kind of deal. They got married. She, I guess, just became a pastor's wife. They had three kids of their own, I think. And then they went out and apparently adopted three more from Africa. So they got three of their own and then three of their adopted kids. That's basically the story. But one of the things that when I deleted them, or when I deleted him, okay, in one of the pictures, I noticed there was somebody in one of the pictures. And that kind of prompted my thinking last week, okay. This particular person, I'm not going to name names, I'm trying to be as, I don't want to say secretive, but I'm trying to be as non-descriptive as I can, because I don't want the person to be embarrassed or angry or upset that I'm talking about this. But again, this person, I think I was friends with this person too, but then they deleted their friendship with me for one reason or another, and that's totally fine. I could care less, really. But this person was a prepping in school, was into extracurricular activities, okay? Seemed like they had it all. And then they ended up getting diagnosed with a disease. At this point is incurable, all right? And I just happened to see a picture of this person in that was posted, because the original person posted pictures and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I noticed that, and I was thinking about this, and the thing I was thinking was, when I saw that picture, what kept running through my head was the song "Glory Days" by Bruce Springsteen. If you haven't heard it, those people my age, you remember seeing it on MTV. It was blasted all over the radio in the mid-80s when The Boss was big. That was one of his biggest hits. And for some reason, seeing a picture of this person just prompted me to start thinking of that song. And I wondered that, now that it seems like this person's prime is way in their past, okay, I really wonder if they think that those were, in effect, their glory days, being somewhat healthy, being popular, having all these friends. I'm not even sure if this person had a love interest in school. I don't recall, but being able to have a love interest or whatever, and now, 20-some-odd years later, having this incurable disease and looking around and seeing their friends with families and whatnot, and this person being alone, I really wonder if they sometimes think about that time in their lives back then was, in effect, the best days of their lives, I guess. I wonder, and it's not to be cruel, it's not to be facetious or a dick or anything like that. It's just a, but yeah, I'm not trying to be a dick or I'm finding some sort of sick pleasure in, seeing this person's misfortune. It's a legitimate question. I really wonder. So sometimes I have those thoughts as well. Obviously my high school memories are, a lot of them are not great. I just, I don't think that those are my glory days. I've had many, many other great experiences since then. A lot better since high school, for sure. But I just, I don't know. Yeah, I guess, do you know where I'm coming from? Do you, really, I'm not trying to be a dick. Really not. I'm just, I really wonder when somebody gets hit with a sickness like that, that they see themselves falling victim to it through no fault of their own. I mean, this is something that couldn't have been prevented. It's a disease that just, I guess, was diagnosed, and it's currently incurable. They didn't catch anything. It was just something that happened, and I just wonder what the what their thoughts are. I guess you know what I'm trying. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but anyway, I just saw that picture and I saw that person and saw how they have changed just a bit from high school. I mean, in high school, they were kind of sickly looking as it was, but they were active in sports and things like that. You could just tell that there was something there, I guess, looking back. You know, hindsight's 20/20. I mean, you could look back at things in the past to say, oh yeah, you know, I wonder why this wasn't checked out earlier, or, you know, I wonder why I didn't notice that before, or why I didn't choose this or choose that, or, you know, the past is gone. I was listening to Aerosmith this morning. The past is gone. You know, the past is the past. We can't change it. All we can do is move forward. But in some instances, I just really wonder. I spend a lot of time doing that, and I probably shouldn't. I think about the past. I think about mistakes that I made. I think about the choices that I made and what would have happened if I chose something different, if I got a different job, if I continued in my college career to pursue a degree that I probably would never use, or, you know, what would happen if I didn't, if I decided not to go to school, if I just stayed around here? What would have happened if I moved with, if I moved to Texas with my mom? You know, what would have happened if I didn't meet my wife? Where would I be now? Would I be living in Texas? Would I be living here? What would I be doing? I just wonder about that. Just one of those things. But anyway, you can visit my blog. It seems like in the afternoons I always get kind of dry. But you can visit my blog at www.maddiestribe.wordpress.com. My ebook review site is actually doing fairly well. Monday through Friday, I review a different ebook, so be sure to check that out. It's maddiesebookreviews.wordpress.com. You can go to my website, and I haven't updated in years. I transferred it over, and I'm spending money every month to maintain the web presence in the hopes of one day revamping it and updating it. But you can visit that at www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. Still an excellent resource. There's lots of good resources on there if you're looking to lose weight. Lots of stuff that I did. I am fighting my way back, slowly but surely. It's a bit difficult the second time around because I know what to do, and when I don't do it, I get really frustrated. And I get frustrated to know that I, in the past, I could do certain things that I can't do now. But I am hoping that one day I will be able to do them, if that makes any sense. So you can go to www.iweighedmorethanjared.com to get more info on me and on weight loss. Great resource. That's why I maintain it, is because there are a lot of good resources on there to help people lose weight. But until next time, this is Matty V saying we'll see you on the Fattening of America.